Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Lamed Beis. We're in the heart of Cheskes Abatim. Lamed Beis, Lev. And we are on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. We continue in the sugyas of Zilusa de Beidina. Are we worried about the Zilzul of Bezdin by having Bezdin retract their psak? We spoke about it yesterday. Is the retracting, we didn't even speak about this chelik, but the Rishonim mentioned, the Rashbam yesterday mentions, whenever Bezdin has to retract their psak, based on a new situation and a new din, that's when there's a chashash that there will be a zilus of the medina. If it's just based, the original stage was not even based on a din, it was based on stamakol, the Rashbam discusses whether, that might not even got into the issue of zilus of the medina. Anyway, that's the, that was the discussion that we were talking about yesterday. And we mentioned that Rav Nachman is not worried about Zilus de Beidina, even though he seemed to have been proven wrong. They quoted a Mishnah from Maseches Yevamos about Idus Isha, and he said, oh, you're right. Okay, I'm not going to change the din. He seemed to have been proven wrong. But then he turned around and changed it, and changed the psak based on the new situation. So he wasn't worried about Zilus de Beidina. So the Gemara says, how can he do that? So the Gemara says that he found Tanoim that he held by. Okay, let's just go back to the question. The question that was asked to him, Rava asked him a question, or Rabbi Zeira, the Mishnah says in Yevamos, that if a woman gets married there is treu-trei, when there are two witnesses that say her husband died and two say that her husband didn't die, and it's a stira, edus v'chashas. So the Mishnah says, the Tanna Kamma says, let's read it again. She shouldn't get married, but if she got married, she's allowed to stay married. Let's just stay married, even though it was a suffix whether she was allowed to get married or not. We allow her to stay married. And it's not a suffix, like usually if you have a suffix daraisa, you're chayiv and asham talui. You're chayiv a karba and asham talui, and it's a suffix daraisa l'chumra. But Rashi here quotes the Gemara Yevamos there that says, the Rashbam here quotes that, no, we're talking about a case where she's sure. Either she married one of the witnesses, or she just says Kimli, I'm sure, and therefore she could stay married. Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi says, no, she has to leave. She has to leave. We don't allow her to stay married. When do we not allow her to stay married? That's only if there was first the two against two, the two witnesses against the two witnesses, and then she got married. But if there was only two witnesses first that said her husband died, and then Bezdin gave her the license to get married, and she got married, then new eight come and say lomes, so then she does not have to get remarried. She does not have to get divorced and end her present marriage. Why? Because we're worried about Zilus de Beidina. Once Bezdin allowed you to get married and you got married, that's it. We don't change it. So that's where Rav Nachman said, okay, fine, and he seemingly accepted the psak, but then he changed. Same thing apply if he shows up. No, if he shows up, then for sure she has to get to Tesei. Because then it's she can't say Vadai, I'm sure, or married one of the witnesses. She's obviously wrong. Right, so that for sure. If her husband shows up, Bahara Baraglov, as it's called. It's right, that's not Zilusa Beitina, that's Zilusa of the Din. Right? You're not gonna allow her to stay married. She obviously was not allowed to get married. Just one machlokas that I wanted to mention of the Rishonim, and that is the Rashba here, quotes the Ramban, when the Gemara says that we're worried about Zilusa de Beidina, when Bezdin gave the allowance to get married, and she got married, and then other Eidim come, what happens if she hadn't gotten married yet? What happens if Bezdin had just said you're allowed to get married? And she didn't find somebody yet. Sometimes it takes a while to find the right guy. So what happens if just the heter was given? So the Rashba quotes, Imk in the time of the Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yosi Mishim Tachash the Zilusa who, if the reason for Rabbi Menachem's Chiluk is Zilusa, Afilu Hitiruhu Linasei V'Yachach Ba'Oedim Lo Teitze Mehetera Harishon. Based on the Gemara and Yevam is there also, the Rashba says it should be even if they just give the heter. If Bezdin gave her the allowance to get remarried, that's enough. V'Nechash L'Zilusa. That's what you should say, Misvara. That's what you should say, Misvara. But the Rashba says it doesn't sound that way in the Gemara. So he says, V'lekel ameimer dinachinami. Right? Don't say that this is really true. But even though Misvara makes sense. Umay nisei shehti ruhu linasei. Don't say it's true. Because the Hasam Dafka, maybe because there is, of course, a Gemara that seems to say seems to say the same idea. He says, no, there is different because there 1/8 comes, and once 1/8 comes, we trust that 1/8 is two. The kivishi tiruli nase al pi erechad avavisha eid acher. Kodesh Shnei says in motzino sametir harishon. If 1/8 comes and says mace, and we allow her, we give her the heter to get married, and then another 1/8 comes, then we say lo teise mehater harishon because the first 8 is treated like two against one. Period. But here avol gabi trey lomrinan. But you don't say that where this treu trey, where this two and two, that you don't find in another Gemara that you have a heter. So therefore, what's the difference? So why aren't you worried about zilusa de bedina there? Right, misvara, you should be worried. But I'm not. I don't think it's true. Said the Rashba. So v'igal ameimar to cause man shalo niseis mamish leka zilusa de bedina klal. Until she gets married, it's not a zilzal and bezdin. So what, that bezdin allowed you to do it, but if you didn't act on it, so that it's no zilzal. Daha lo asu maisa. No action was done based on that. Aval kishe niseis sha asu maisa ika zilusa. But once she got married, she did a maisa based on bezdin. So then there's zilzal. Right. So that's the Rashba's chiluk, whether a maisa was done or not, whether you're worried about zilzal. V'yim tal mara, says the Rashba. What about yesterday Adam and Aleph? What do we say? Actually, it's not. It's going to come up today a little bit. V'ha'gabi ben Gerusha ben Chalutza lo asu maisa. What if Adam come and testify that, you know, he is a pus, he's pasul of kahuna. He's ben Gerusha ben Chalutza. D'lo shayach bei. Right, there's no maisa done there, and we say there is a zilzal bezin issue, even though there's only issues of, you know, what Bezdin said. You didn't do anything based on it, but you didn't marry you know, somebody who you didn't get the certain aliyah, you didn't. I mean, so there's no action done based on that, and we see zilzal bezdin is still shy after that case. V'yesh lomar, says the Rashba. Well, it depends if a ma'aseh shayach. If there's a ma'aseh that shayach and you do it, that's when zilzal bezdin. If there's no ma'aseh that shayach, so then it's finished. V'yesh lomar tahasam ha is avid bei kol ma'aseh de'efshel lomavid bei. If you did all that you could do, so that's when you're worried about zilzal bezdin. Aval hacha de'efshel lomavid ba ma'aseh, she can get married. So that is the Rashba, important Rashba on today's Daf. When is zilzal bezdin? A, only if an action is done, or say better to have one rule, only when you do everything that you can do based on what bezdin said. So if an action is possible, it's only after you do an action. If no action is possible, then it's finished, just after bezdin says what it says. Okay, that's the Rashba on Laman Aleph Mabez, whether zilzal bezdin needs an action to have been done. Okay, so now let us continue from where we were yesterday. Says the Gemara. So we came to Rav Nachman, and the Gemara said, no, even though it seems like Rav Nachman made a mistake, really he was told of Ashli Ravavi. Really he was dependent on great ropes. And you get other Tanan that had held like him. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says in Meseches Ksubis, second Berak in Ksubis, has a lot to say about these Ne'emonis issues. Ditnan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda holds, in Malon Kahuna al Pied Echad, we don't allow somebody to be a Kohen based on 1/8. Right? We allow him to, let's say, eat Truma. That's for sure what it's talking about. So we allow him to eat Truma, and what, we have no idea who this guy is. We have no idea. And one person comes and says, he's a Kohen. Right? We don't trust him. We don't give him Truma for that. Amr Reb Elazar, Amosai, when do we not allow it? Bizman Shish Orin, right? We say Reb Elazar here is explaining Reb Yehuda. When do we say that we don't trust 1/8 only if there are Orin? If there are rumors that he's not a Kohen, then 1/8 is not strong enough to knock out the rumors. Ava b'makom she'ain orin, but if there are no rumors, we just don't know anything about this guy. And one person said he's a Kohen, then ma'alakun al b'yad echad, then we would be malahim to kahuna. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Bishum, Reb Shimon ben Askan, ma'alakun al b'yad echad, no, you are ma'al al b'yad echad. So Gemara says, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Reb Elazar, we'll get to have this Hashayach in about 10 lines, right? Isn't this the same Shita where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel just said, oh, you're ma'al al pi'ed echad. That's what the Tanakhama said. If there are no Orin, then you're ma'al al pi'ed echad. So what's the machlokas between them? V'chitem, and if you want to say the machlokas is whether there is iror chad ika benayu, if you want to say the machlokas is whether there was iror of one, meaning one person started a rumor, is that strong enough to create a status or a rumor so that 1/8 afterwards would not be allowed to be malahim to kahuna. So Rabbi Elazar Savar, Rabbi Elazar, the first opinion holds iror chad, iror of one is enough, and therefore if one person came and was ma'arer, the second aid would not be strong enough to be malah kahuna. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar iror trei. Rashbag says no, you need iror of two people. not edus of two people, but iror of two people. They can't prove it. The Amar of Yochanan, that's not true. Rabbi Yochanan says, divrei hakol in iror pachad mishnayim. No, we paskin rumors of one person. That doesn't have any halachic significance. Has to be two people. So everybody holds that iror needs to be two. So what's this machlokas about? What's the machlokas about? So ela iror trei. Really, it's talking about a case, it was two people that created an iror. So what's the machlokas tanaim? V'hach v'vayas kinon, k'gon d'mach z'kinon lei b'avua d'hai d'koinu. Let's listen to the steps. So first, we know this guy's father was a Kohen. Right, guy comes to the rabbi, I want to be a Kohen, how much does it cost? Right, my father was a Kohen, my grandfather was a Kohen, I want to be a Kohen. Right, so here too. V'hach v'vayas kinon lei b'avua d'hai d'koinu. You know the father was a Kohen. But then what happened? The call went out that the father married a grusha. Call went out to marry a grusha. The father's okay, but the kid's not okay. The kid's a chalala or a chalal, right? So you know the rumor went out that the father married a divorcee or a ben chalutz, or a chalutza, which is an isadur rabbanan, but they're always quoted together. Ben grusha ben chalutza va'achsine. So what happens once the call went out like that? Bezdin was machzit. They lowered him. We'll get back to that word soon. So they lowered him, so now he's ice Kohen. We don't treat him like a Kohen anymore. Then one aid comes, one aid, right? There was first originally, he started off, we know his father's a Kohen. Then there was an ear or there was a call that he was Ben Rishur Ben Chalutza, so we didn't give him the first Ali anymore. And then there was one aid that came and said that he is a Kohen, and we brought him back up. V'yaskine. But then Vasu betray, but then two witnesses came, the Amri de Ben Gurusha Vechalusi. Then two witnesses came and substantiated the Irur, and therefore he's not a Kohen. Va'achzine. So we lowered him. And then Vasa Eid Echad, the Amri de Kohen. And then one aid came along and said he's a Kohen. So now, taking a step back, if you add up all of the witnesses together, you now have two witnesses that this guy's a Kohen. Two witnesses the guy that this guy was not a Kohen. But the problem is, the second witness that came to testify that he was a Kohen came after the two witnesses came and said that he was not a Kohen. And we lowered him already from the Kahuna. So, what's this machlokas about? That's the case under discussion here. Udekule alma mitzarfen edus. And everybody agrees, first you do the givens, and then you say what the machlokas is about. Let's suggest that everybody agrees that even two witnesses that did not come together could be mitzarif to testimony. So the second aid should be able to testify with the first aid. And the machlokas here is about Zilzul Bezdin. When the second aid comes, do we allow him to be accepted and team up with the first aid to at least create a balance, two and two, so we can rely on the earlier chazaka of his being a Kohen? So are we worried about Zilzul Bezdin? Rabbi Eliezer Savar Kiva da Achsine Lo Maskinan Lei. Once you brought him down, you cannot bring him up again. Chayshid unless you lose it to Medina. You're worried. Rabbi Shimon Leo Savar Anan Achsine VeAnan Maskinan Lei. We brought him down. We can bring him up. Unless you lose it to Medina, Lo Chayshid. We're not worried about Zilzul Bezdin. So we see that Rav Nachman from yesterday had Tanaim to rely on. Okay, so we read the whole story right now, but now let's go back and talk about a number of items. First of all, the Lushan on the fifth line, Va'achsine. The Achsine, that was originally. Right, what happened? We knew his father was a Kohen. And then a call went out that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and we lowered him, the Achsine. So Tosas here has two deus. What does that Va'achsine mean? So Tosas first says, and Tosas is a Nafak. Lav Dafka Achsine. We didn't really lower him here, because remember, there was no Edus. Ela klomar memelo yarad. It means he went down himself. Meaning because this rumor went out that he was not a Kohen, he would not, he himself, started not accepting Truma and the like. V'di'i davka achsine, because if Bezdin lowered him, then you don't have to have another couple of steps. You already have Zilzul Bezdin earlier in the case. Amaya skine v'ha'ikas he loosened the Bezdin. Right, you already have earlier in the case, you have a Zilzul Bezdin, right? He was up, then he was down, then he went up, and then he went down. Now we don't know if you bring him back up. So earlier in the case. So that's day number one. V'leka l'meimar leka zilus elik shiridu based on him. Don't say it has to be twice. That's the first day of Tosfos. The Zilzul Bezdin is not the cumulative up, down, up, down. First day of Tosfos is, so the v'achsine there is lav dafka. But then Tosfos quotes another pshat, inami, horada gemura ka'amar. Really? Bezdin was more at him. But there's still no Zilzul Bezdin at that stage. Why? V'leka l'zilus l'debezdin elahecha dehoriduhu al yidei edus. When is there Zilzul Bezdin? Whenever Bezdin acts based on testimony and then lowers him, and then is deciding whether to lift. But here, if they just act based on an Irur, then there's not going to be Zilzul when they act differently based on Eidus, because everybody knows Eidus is different than Zilzul. Avo Baharada Shaydei Kol Ekazilusa. There wouldn't be Zilzul there. So 2 days in Tosfos, whether there is Zilzul Bezdin, if Bezdin has to change their psak based on testimony after they already had acted based on rumors. Right? That's 2 days in this Tosfos. Okay, that's Va'achsine. Then we have the discussion.
What's the difference between Irur and Kol?
That's a good question. What's the difference between Irur and Kol? Irur, two people didn't come and testify. We saw. Right? Irur is nothing. So Irur just means, I know there's a question, how many people start talking? People hear rumors, you know, rumors that fly. That's why error is, it's not stam rumors, because people can be mopped on anybody. Right? There has to be some type of basis for the error, but it's not Avis. Something less than...
Bezdin act on a rumor?
Bezdin, according to the first day of Tosis, Bezdin acted on a rumor here. According to this first day of Tosis. You know, sometimes Bezdin, we spoke about it a little bit after Shir yesterday. There is something called, just as an example, Din Maruma. We'll have this in Bezdin in Masechah Sanhedrin. The rumor means that Bezdin, Eidus is accepted, but Bezdin feels there's something fishy going on here. Bezdin can't put their finger on it, but they know. So Bezdin feels like this guy is really guilty. Even though they don't have Eidus against him, they don't have to paskin that he's innocent. They don't have to paskin. Bezdin has that luxury called Dimaruma, even if they can't prove it. So just as the other way, here, if there's an error, Bezdin feels that there's something going on here, even if it's not proven, there's no Eidus yet, Bezdin has that flexibility. And Bezdin's not allowed to paskin. If he doesn't think that it's chayiv, he's not allowed to paskin. Not allowed to paskin that way. Okay, so that's in terms of...
Yesterday, how things work in America, there's a concept called summary judgment, which is where the judge decides that no reasonable jury can decide either this way or that way, and he dismisses the case right then and there.
If it's too... If there's not enough evidence.
When there's a zone of discretion...
So there's some cases where the judge could decide this is too gray, and therefore no, this is too much of a gray area. Say, or one way or the
other.
I meant too gray, though. It's undecidable. That's what I meant by gray. But you're saying if there's any case where the judge decides that thinks that a decision cannot be made,
yeah.
Okay, so then also he could take it away from the jury. Okay. Again, Chayshin Lizlusu de Beidina. Two other issues that come up. The Rashbam here says that Lomaskana, when we explain it's Machloket Lizlusu de Beidina, Sure, Shimon Gamliel says, we brought him down so we can bring him up. You're not worried about Zilzul Bezdin. And therefore, why do you bring him up? Because Sof Mais, at the end of the day, you have two witnesses that say he was a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalusa. You have two witnesses that say he's not. And therefore, they cancel each other out. You don't believe the second two more than the first two. But they cancel each other out. And therefore, what are you left with? You're left with the original status of the Chazaka of the father. Right? We know that his father was a Kohen. That's what the Rashbam says. So ask Rabbi Chanan, ask other Achronim in 1 minute. Why should the father's chazaka help the son anyway? The father's chazaka is a chazaka, fine, that he's a Kohen. But even if the father did something wrong, that doesn't ruin his chazaka. As we mentioned, the father marries a grusha, only the kid is ruined. The kid becomes a chalal, a Yisrael. The father's still okay. The Gemara talks about it, whatever, not for now why that is, but he's b'chal his zera. So ask Rabbi Chanan, so anyway, why would the father's chazaka help the son? The after of if eino nifsal gamim nasa grusha v'hasafik al haben shema nolad psol. But the son never had a cheskes kashrus, so you know the father was a kohen. You never knew anything about the son.
Why doesn't the son have a cheskes kashrus? The son was born a kohen.
You don't know if he was born a kohen. The Gemara earlier on the fourth line, the machzakinan le ba'avua dai kohenu. All you know that the father was a kohen. You don't know anything about the father's marriage. You don't know anything. So now we have four witnesses that argue with each other whether the father married a grusha or not. So what kind of original chazaka is there? Ask Rabbi Chanan, does the father's chazaka help? The eiza chazaka yesh kan. The tzarech lomar, says Rabbi Chanan, you have to say something that it does. The tzarech lomar, the din ha'av, sheyehe b'no kamohu. Part of the cheskas ha'av is that his children are miyuchas acharav. That's inherent in the cheskas kashrus of a person. V'yem nifsol es haben hu hishtanus bedin ha'av. Even though the father is not really affected right? He doesn't become a chalal, but his status is changed. And the cheskas ha'av means his status hasn't changed. You want to add the ritva. The ritva adds in one line. It might be different, but you can put it in. The ritva says, everybody has a cheskas tzidkus, that he didn't marry Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. That's what there is. Ki chazaka hu delo avar v'nosiv delehevi b'no Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Right? Cheskas tzidkus, not only cheskas kashrus. Chazaka, they didn't marry Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So if you cancel each other out, then you have that. But the Rebbe Chanan says it's a lumpus. It's part of the chazaka of the father is that the son is like him. Like the son is like him. That's an important ha'ara that has to be made. Okay, that's Rebbe Chanan. One final point, and that is in general. Talking about the chazaka of a kohen. Nowadays, somebody comes into shul, kohen, somebody raises their hands, we believe him, we give him the first aliyah. Right? None of this, that's worse than an eid echad. Right? It's himself. So why are we allowed to do that? Why are we allowed to trust somebody that they're a kohen? It's not truma. So says the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, you gotta look at the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer for this one. Not in Aruch Chaim. Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer says, first of all, he quotes our case, and he paskins l'kula. Right? Mishochs like aviv kohen v'yasal lav kolshu begrusha bechalutza choshin lo b'ridin or so. You take him down. One aid comes and he's kosher. You bring him back up. Two aid come and say that he's a chalal. You bring him back down. Another one aid comes and says that he's kosher. You bring him back up. Yitchu elu be'elu v'yitcha hakol sheshayim kameya v'yishar kohen b'cheskas aviv. He remains a kohen. That's all the Shulchan Aruch says. Machlokes achronim here. Based on the Machlokes Rishonim, if you look at the Nosei Kalim, the Beis Shmuel says, Kasef Tosis, Vaharan, Vahamagin Mishnah, Trei Trei Seket Rabbanan, Umekilin Le'inyin, Truma Derabbanan, Vlo Le'inyin Truma Daraisa. Rov Rishonim seek to say here, because it's Truma Derabbanan. And therefore, Bizman Hazeh, a Kohen getting the first Aliyah, right, what is that? It's a Brach Levatala, because he's getting the first Aliyah, right? So, because he shouldn't be getting Kohen? No, and then we're getting a Levi afterwards. At most, let's say it's a bracha levatala, or what about duchening? What about duchening? Either way, at most it's a bracha levatala, but Rov Rishon and passing the bracha levatala is also in the Siddur Rabbanan. The Rambam holds this losisa, staraisa. But other Rishonim, Gemara Brachas is an asmachta, Siddur Rabbanan also. Why? Because listen to the word Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Beautiful words. Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvot. Okay, so you're saying it at the wrong time. That's a bracha levatala. That's like saying God's name in vain for nothing. That's Losisa. So that's why Rov Rishonim Paskin, the saying of Brach Levatala, is a Derabbanan. It's not the Raisa. You're not supposed to say it now. But you're not saying something disgusting about God. The Rambam said, yes, you are. Chazal didn't tell you to say it now, so forget it. Right? But Rov Rishonim is a Derabbanan. But then, maybe it's Lashitaso. Because the Rambam here seems to say, the Rambam Shekasa to Becheskas Aviv, right? He's Becheskas Aviv. He doesn't limit it. The Rav Shmuel says, oh, he must be Derabbanan too. But Pashas, look in the Chalkas Bechokek here. I don't know, some Rishonim, could be the Rambam says Daraisa. It could be the Shitaso. If you say, what else is he going to, if you say it's good, okay, Bizman Hazeh, you're going to have to say it works even Daraisa. But that's why we would allow it Bizman Hazeh, because it's Darabanan ramifications here. That's why somebody can walk into shul and say, also, there's no error here. If there's an error, if somebody says that there's a problem, then we wouldn't allow it. That's why the Mishnah Berurah, on the first page of Chelek Beis of the Mishnah Berurah, right, in the beginning of Simen Kuf, Chav Ches, could be the biggest simon in Shulchan Aruch. It's all one big simon on Nesias Kapayim. Not to be confused with Nefilas Apayim, which is right afterwards. Nesias Kapayim. Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh Omrim, Demi Sheba Ba'amar Kohen Ani, Nam Lisa Kapov. Right, that's what we pass on. Achena Minog. For sure to get Aliyah, but even Lisa Kapov. Vidafka says the Piske Shuvos. Imhu Baal Torah V'Yirei Elokim. Habamim Akum Sheisham, B'Svivaso Shomrei Torah Mesaros Yisrael. He's quoting this from the Kafachayim. L'chor, only if he seems like he's a Ben Torah. Aval am ha'aretz, habami makom she'en shem shomer Torah mitzvahs. Somebody walks in, he doesn't know, he's just becoming, you know, shomer Torah. And all of a sudden, he like sees the Kohen, gets the first aliyah, he sees it. I'm a Kohen, I'm a priest. Right, then, eno ne'aman ade atzmo, ela ade acherim. She'ivaru lanu shachidu Kohen. Right, v'im eid echad kashav yershamayim meijal la Kohen, he's believed. So by the way, the Ramah quotes there, just as a Derech Agav. The Ramah quotes there that a Zohar is not allowed to be Nosei Kapov. Right? A Yisrael. Yisrael is not allowed to Duchen. Fine. Is that Nesed Araisa? Is that Nesed Rabbanan? There's a big discussion in the Poskim. But Ozer lizkov ha'etzbaos. You can't even, right, that's what the kids know, you're not allowed to even to do the fingers. Right, do the fingers like a kohen. Kedugmas ha'kohenim b'duchanam. Ki oz misorah lav asor madregas din sitra achra. So Kabbalistic, not even supposed to do the fingers. What does that mean? The kids do it all the time. Look, I could do it. I could be like a kohen. Right, I guess the little baby kohenim always do it. But the Yisraelim, they all like to do it. So some people say, oh, don't put the thumbs together. Right, you can do it separately but without putting the thumbs together. That's what some say. If you look in the footnotes here, the Rivos Ephraim, from Greenblatt, quotes Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who says, Mistaver, that the problem is only when you do it with the fingers and you lift your arms up above, just like a Kohen does. Kishazoki Kenyadav Lamalami Rashem Shobane Adam. You lift it above your head, right, like the Kohenim do. Kohen Gadol doesn't lift it so high, but the Kohenim. Ach Belos Kivaz Yadayim Laharos Hoetzbos Chalukim Keena Kohenim Beis Duchanim Leke Yisr. Chaim Kanievsky says the kids are all okay, right? They're not. They don't usually lift up above the head. That is a czar, a big sugi, a czar being acted like a kohen. Okay, so that is. What about for Pidyon HaBen? So for Pidyon HaBen, that's the story of the Gra. Every time the Gra made a new kohen, he gave him Pidyon HaBen because he wasn't sure. It was kohen miyuchas. So yes. I mean, so what is there an iser? Who do you trust? If the guy says I'm a kohen, is that good enough? So again, what's the there's no achilas truma here. Achilas truma would be the highest level. And we had a story I remember in my shul in Woodmere of someone who always thought, right, he was a bal tshuva, and he thought that he was a Yisrael. And then one Sunday afternoon, he went to visit his father's kever that he had never been at in Queens, and I got a call frantic from the Beis HaKfaris that there's a picture on top of the kever of somebody of hand washing, right? Somebody pouring water over hands, right? So the child is Amayalevi, right? Amayalevi. So got to look up. Where do you look that one up, right? Is a gravestone enough? So I called a number of poskim, and they said, do more research. They didn't want a poskim based on that. It was too old. The cemetery didn't have records. More research. So finally, at the end of the day, he found a long lost relative that he was a Levi. So that Shabbos. He got Levi, everybody clapped and made a kiddush, but he found a long lost relative. See, Cohen would have been more serious, right? Duchening a Levi, okay, to get the second Aliyah. And he's in the Beis HaKfaris. And he's in the Beis HaKfaris. And he don't. I don't remember that whether it was on the right. It was a Levi anyway. So if it was a Cohen, then Lachora, the placement also would have been a Raya. Okay, interesting cases. Okay. Vital, let's continue. So the issue is whether there's Zilusa de Bedina or not. Oh, just one other issue Tosfos brings up here, and then we gotta move. Tosfos says, if they cancel each other out, so then you go back to the original Chazaka. Tosfos discusses the sugi and kedushin of Yanai HaMelech. Yanai HaMelech, who the Klal Yisrael kind of asked and said he wasn't allowed to be the king anymore because he wasn't miyuchas, because there were edim that his mother was captured, was nishva, it was trey. So Tosfos there, based on the Gemara there, it seems to be trey, and we therefore do not allow him to be the king. So why is that? For this Gemara, seems to say once trey, they cancel each other out, then you go by the previous chazaka of Cheses Kashrus. So there too, why didn't we say that by Yanai HaMelech? So that's a big discussion in this Tosfos here. Feel free, he asks questions, he doesn't really, he answers them some, but the Achronim also get in on the action here about Yanai HaMelech. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Maska Rav Ashi, Ihachi, if it's true that they're arguing as Zilusa de Bedina, my Ar Yechad Afilu B'Trei Nami, so why is it only if they originally had brought him down based on one, even if they had brought him down, brought him up based on two, right? The Rashbam says, my Arya, eight habala basof, the hasamim malam shim zilusa. Even if two witnesses had come at the end, we would be worried about zilusa de Medina, right? That would be even a greater chiddush. Two witnesses come and we still don't act. So why don't you say, isn't that the machlokas? So it must be that that's not true. El Amar Avashi, it must be that they're not arguing about Zilusa de Bedina. Tukuliyama lo chashin Zilusa de Bedina. Everybody agrees we're not worried about Zilzal Besdin. Right? We want to say it that way because we want Rav Nachman still to have a Tana that he agrees with. So everybody agrees we're not worried about Zilzal Besdin. Vahacha bilitzarif edus kamifuki. Here the machlokas is whether we could add on the one aid to the previous aid that came, and that's why he specifically focuses on one aid. Uplug the Tani Tanoi, and the machlokas Tanoi from Sanhedrin, the Tanya. The Brisa says, two machlokos, the second one is shayach to us, but it's one brisa, so it quotes both. La ola, meine disim misarev ezashi yushdim ke'echad. Tanakama says, two edim cannot testify together until they saw the act together. It's yushdim ke'echad. Before, unless they see the same act. Rabbi Yeshua Bekarcha Omer, Afilu Bezachar Zeh. Even Bezachar Zeh. Meaning what? If one guy says that Reuven lent Shimon money on Sunday, and the other guy says Reuven lent Shimon money on Monday. Two different acts. Tidim Mamedes, we accept Bezachar Zeh. This definitely relates to what we discussed yesterday from Rav Asher Weiss, about Edim testifying about an Maisa or about a Chiyav. So maybe you could even be Mechalik between Tidim Nefashis and Tidim Mamedes. By the imam, at least according to some Tanam, it's for sure not testifying on the Maisa. You can have different Maisim, and they acknowledge a different Maisim, but you can still accept it. That's the first Machlokas that's not related to us right now. But the second one, you don't accept their testimony until they testify together. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Nasan Omer, no. Shomen Dvarav Shal Zeh, Hayom, Ukshiyava Chaveir Lamachar Shomen Dvarav. And when the next guy comes, the next day you can hear his words too. Right, that is the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rav Nasan. 2 points. Number one, we're talking about Zilzul Bezdin. I saw a discussion in the Achronim, based on the Rishonim. What happens if both parties want a retrial? They Bezdin Paskin something, and both parties aren't happy. Are you allowed to go for a retrial in Halacha? Both parties agree. You know, we don't like, it's not, if one person does it, there's no such thing as an appeal. Right, but I say, what if both parties want a retrial? So, the Tshuva Sarash. The Rosh writes in the Tshuva in Simen Ches, this is quoted in the Beis Yosef, in Simen Chav Beis, the Kol Mi, Klal HaDayanim, Mishakiba Lav Dayan Echad, V'nigmar Adin, Ein Yechol Machzer Bahem, Af Api Sheshneim Matartzim, Misratzim Bekach. Even if they both want it, the Rosh seems to say, even if they both want it, no way. Zilzul Bezdin. Let's see. V'dvar Temahu, says the Beis Yosef, why not? Im Shnei Abal Adinim Misratzim, Mi Yakiv Al Yadam. Who's going to stop them from going somewhere else? The Afshar Da'adayonim Koi. Maybe it's referring to the judges. Klomar, Sha'aval Pisha Shnei Adayonim Misratzim Bekach. Bal Din Echon Ma'akev Al Chavir. Even if both judges say, okay, you can do it again. Right? Still one Bal Din, it's finished. The Din is finished. V'yod Yishlomar Da'al Bal Adinim Koi. Then he says, no, it's about the Bal Adinim. V'inim Yichon Lachzor Bahem V'lamo B'fnei Bezen Acher B'fnei Kavod Hadayonim Harishonim. Right? Zilzul Bezdin. V'zenir Yosef, that's the Shita of the Beis Yosef interpretation of the Rosh, Zilzul Bezdin. How can you do it again? Even if you both want it, it's Zilzul Bezdin. V'li Nira, says the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe, me'achar shekver nisak adin b'nehem, lo shaya chazara. Ella, you can't go back. If, let's say, Reuven owes Shimon $100, and they're neither happy, they can be mochel to each other. They can be mochel right now. You don't have to pay, but that's not changing. You're not going to a different Bezdin. The Bach here, again, it's all in Simcha Beis of Chajim Mishpat. The Bach also quotes the Rush, and he has a little different pshat. He says, "Venira the Ratz Alomar, Shalvish Shnei Bali Dina Misrasim Shol Lakaim Apsak VeElach Ladul VeBezan Achir Ein Mashon Lasos Kain." Right, the Choshel Kavod Dina Rishon Kiim Pirush Beis Yosef, and then he quotes, "I Vyavakad the Berachetz Kazabatim Argamara Dulukuli Amal Lo Chay Shilin Zilus of the Beidina." What had our Gemara just end? We're not worried. That's only kisha oso bezdin atzmo so seres dino shepasak tchila. Our sugi is different. When does our Gemara say you're not worried about Zilus of the bezdin? If it's within the same court, now they're changing their psak. But if they, right? But if bezdin acher lo diikas Zilus of tfei within the same bezdin, maybe there's no Zilus of the beidina because the bezdin themselves are changing what they said. But if it is a different bezdin, so then there would be a worry of zilusa debaydin. Okay, Vaisa, just one other. Oh, I'm running out of time. Okay, maybe we'll start with tomorrow about the testifying together. What about vayechulu Friday night? The post can talk about this machlokas. Maybe we'll start with that. Remind me, please, beginning of tomorrow's year. Hu dama lechavre ma bos lahayara. Somebody comes to their friend. What are you doing on this land? Amar lemi nach levinti vayeshtara. What do you mean? I bought it from you, and here's the star. Amar le shtar zayafahu. And the guy says, "What are you talking about? That's a forged star. It's a forged star that you have. I never sold it to you." Gachin lachish le. And all of a sudden, the one who is machzik leans down and whispers to Rabba. The Rabba in shtar zayafahu. He's right. It is a false star. Miu shtar ma'al yahavli. I had a good star. The irkets and it was lost. V'yamina ikad hai biyadikaldu. So I figured I'd hold on to this fake star until I find my other one. That's what he whispered. So what's the halacha? So Amar Rabba, Malo Lashake, Rabba says he has a migu. He didn't have to say a word. Iboy Amar Lestar Malyu. He could have said it's a good star. So the fact that he said this is a migu, it must be that he is telling the truth. Amar le Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, what are you talking about? Amai samachta hai shtara chaspa ba'almahu. No, but he admitted that this star is meaningless. He ruined his migu. Explains the Rashbam. When do you have a migu? When you have two solid claims and one's better than the other one. But if he admits to a totally wrong, false claim, he admits he's a shakran, so then you can't trust him. All the Achronim discuss this Rashbam. Why exactly isn't this a migu? We don't have time to go into it, but what exactly, why not? He's still telling you the truth. He didn't have to say this. He didn't have to say this, Lamaisa. He didn't have to say anything. So why isn't this a migu? So they all discuss that Rashbam. How did he exactly ruin his claim? Right? Some say maybe the whole concept of amigo is based on his telling the truth. Here he's admitting that he forged a star. He's admitting to it. So what? Now he's a good guy. So how can you say you apply the principles of amigo? So again, this is a big discussion. We don't have time for it, but that's this Rashbam here. How exactly this is not a amigo. Again, the Rashbam also earlier quotes, maybe he's admitting it's not exactly a false star. Maybe it's a star moda'a. That's what it means by a false star, which means it was a star that was written before the action took place, but the action did take place afterwards. That also might be called star zayafa in a certain sense, because that's how Rabba can say hishita, says the Rashbam. Rabba would never say hishita that it's okay if it was mamish a star zayafa. Okay. Next, hudam lechavri havli, same exact case but with money. Hudam lechavri havli me'azuzi debaski nebacha, give me $100 that you owe me. V'hashtara, here's the star that you owe me. Amalei star zayafahu, hey, that's a forged star. Gachin v'lachish le'lerabba, in star zayafahu, it is a false star. Miu star ma'al yavli mirkas, but I had a good war, v'hashtara, but I lost it. Yamina, and I said, in k'nai b'yadi kol tehu, I'll hold the star meanwhile. So amarabba ma'alol l'shakir, yiboy, amalei star ma'al yahu, migu, amalei rav Yosef, v'laika masam achla, hai shtara chas b'yamahu, same achlokas, first by Karka, second by Mammon. Amar Rabbi Dibar Abed, Hilchas HaKavasi the Rabba Ba'ara. We pass him like Rabba by the first case, by the land. Hilchas HaKavasi the Rabbi Yosef Bezuze. We pass him like Rabbi Yosef by the money case. Why? Hilchas HaKarabba Ba'ara, Tehechat HaKaibet Ba'ara, take him. You basically leave the item where it is. Mukhsak. So we pass him like Rabba that he is a migu, because the one who's Machzik in the land now is the Mukhsak. Right? So therefore, we allow him to have the keep the land. The Hilchasa, even though there's no Gimel Shanim here. So the Berach HaShmuel says, it's Muchsak enough to apply Migo, even though it's not Muchsak enough to prove it in the first place of Gimel Shanim. The Hilchasa Kavasi, the Rav Yosef, Bezuze, Teicha, the Kaimi Zuze, look me. And wherever the money is, you keep the money. So therefore, he doesn't have to pay him. He says, it's Shtara Zayafahu. Okay. Guess we have to stop here. We'll continue, Be'ez Hashem, with the Arva case tomorrow, but we'll start with the case for the Friday night issue of giving aid to somebody. Okay, we'll stop here.